USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An updated COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 may be on the way. Pfizer submitted its application to the FDA as high levels of respiratory illnesses are currently circulating among young children. The new vaccine would serve as the third shot in the three-dose primary series. Russian missiles have bombarded Ukraine's infrastructure, leaving millions without access to water or electricity. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there have been dozens of strikes.
Putin continues to try to bring the Ukrainian people to their knees, and just the utter brutality of continuing to strike clearly civilian targets with that goal in mind, really just to cause human suffering. He certainly is not going after military targets.
The IRS is issuing a reminder this week for taxpayers to prepare to report transactions of at least $600 that are received through payment apps like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. The IRS also warning small business owners about the $600 threshold for receiving Form 1099-K for third-party payments exceeding $600. The new rule only applies to payments received for goods and services transactions. The FBI is helping to investigate a massive power outage in North Carolina believed to have been caused by a targeted attack. Authorities say about 40,000 people are without power and running water in Moore County east of Charlotte after police say electrical equipment was shot at Saturday night.
Face up here in Moore County that we've never faced before, but I promise you we're going to get through this and we'll get through it together.
That was Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields. This is USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Twitter's CEO Elon Musk is doing what he can to restore people's faith in the social media company.
Saying transparency is a must at Twitter before trust can begin, new CEO Elon Musk has given official Twitter documents to the media that exposes the federal government and Twitter executives would meet weekly to discuss narratives and what information should be censored from the American people. What makes this especially compromising is it happened during a presidential election. Mr. Musk on Saturday explained his position.
I mean, the idea here is simply to come clean on everything that has happened in the past in order to have a, you know, build public trust for the future.
I think there will be more smoking guns because the obvious next question is, well, what happened after the election? That's probably the right thing for episode two, is what happened after the election.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 77-year-old Colorado woman is suing a police detective who ordered a SWAT raid on her house. Apple's Find Me app falsely located several stolen items, including firearms, at her Denver home. The lawsuit filed by lawyers with the ACLU of Colorado alleges that detectives illegally issued a warrant for a raid on her house. A lawsuit is being filed by Taylor Swift fans against Live Nation over the mishandling of the pop star's ticket sale for her upcoming shows. The complaint was filed in a Los Angeles court against the ticket company. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.